This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You always have to turn down for what? I don't know what you're turning down. I don't know what is, but you got to turn down for what, baby?
Yeah, like your sarcasm coming in here today. You came in here. I wish people could have. I knew today was going to be a high-level, high-energy show. Because Rooster didn't come in here complaining about traffic. There wasn't a driver that pissed him off today.
Oh, there was.
I'm sure, but it was at the I haven't even heard about it till just now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the priority of Rooster. Rooster was peeking through doors, talking to anyone who would listen about how great the Commanders' win was.
I mean, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
It meant so much.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I was accused, I forget who it was, Anthony in Georgetown maybe, that said, you know, like, what do you want the players to do? I don't want the players to do anything. Their job is to play. And I would never say, hey, man, intentionally tank or lose. What I'm saying is, as a observer, as a fan, as a media pundit, I'm disappointed that they chose short-term satisfaction and elation in a meaningless spot over long-term gain. But I also get how difficult the situation is. I'm not naive. I'm not stupid. I understand. I get it. But again, I would expect if you sat down all the players and all the coaches for them to all say they only care about winning because they're not guaranteed to be here next year. Neither is Adam Peters, I guess. But if you sat down Adam Peters and said, what was more important, winning a meaningless game or a higher draft pick, and you injected him with truth serum, I sure as hell would hope that the truth serum would reveal that the higher draft pick was more important, because it was. It is. It's not, hey, how do you fix it? It's really an unfixable situation. You know how you fix it? Winning more games earlier in the season. That's how you fix it. So you're not playing the entire month of December in meaningless games and into January. That's how you fix it. All right, Jaden Daniels spoke with reporters earlier this morning out in Ashburn. Wanted you to hear it. It's about 2 minutes or so. See what Jaden Daniels, the starting quarterback, had to say about Cliff Kingsbury and more.
Healthy. I think there's been a lot of talk about Cliff, his future here with a head coaching job or whatever. What have been your thoughts on him as a coordinator and just, you know, in the offense?
I mean, I love working with Cliff. You know, me and him have a special relationship. You know, we kind of built that over these past 2 years. And, you know, I kind of just wish I was out there more to play for him this past year. So, I mean, that's kind of the focus for me in this offseason. is just rebuilding myself from the ground up, and you know, hopefully go out there, and that's the most important thing, to be available for my team.
You're going to be linked to the Drake May and Caleb Williams throughout your career, probably. What was it like watching them having they had with that motivation to kind of see where they're at right now?
I mean, I think that just says a lot about our class. Those guys put in the work. They deserve everything that they got and what's to come. And I'm super excited to see them and what they do in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they felt the same way for me last year. So it'll be fun to sit up there and watch them. But I think the kind of just test, like, we got a badass class of quarterbacks.
How much does that mean to you to be part of that group? And even, like you said, some players might not feel it that way because
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to be linked together, and we're all super competitive. That's why we're in this league. So it's not like, I hate you type of thing, but it's a mutual respect, and you want to see the people that you came into the NFL with do good. And, I mean, that's kind of just what it's going to be. I mean, for the rest of our career, the rest of our lives, you know, we're going to be linked together. So it's nothing that we could do or say. The media is going to pin us against each other. So that's kind of just what the media does.
With these injuries that happened to you this year, do you feel like you have to play any differently going forward?
I think you always grow and mature. You know, the best ability for myself is availability. So I could go out there and showcase my God-given abilities. And, you know, if I'm not out there, then, you know, I'm kind of hurting the team. And my number one job is to protect the team.
Jaden Daniels said two very smart things that jump out immediately, one at the beginning and one at the end. The best available, the best availability is his.
The best ability is availability.
The best ability is his availability. There
you go. How many people does it take to do a phrase on Chris Russell's talk show? Maybe we should bring Brian in next time. We could do it quicker.
Brian?
Who's that? I'm sorry. Cowboy Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Yes.
But he's absolutely right. A genius that's been on the radio for a long time has been preaching this word, this message, this mantra as being the most important asset or quality or skill set, period, over anyone and anything. Availability at the quarterback position. Number one importance. Number one. You all laughed at me. Number one. It's why Kirk Cousins was so important. Availability. The other thing he said at the very beginning, quote, I love working with Cliff. Now, I didn't expect him to say, I hate working with Cliff. I don't like working with Cliff. Cliff sucks. He could have said something nondescript if he really wanted to. So I'm going to believe, based on what I know of Jaden, that that is sincere. I love working with Cliff. Along with what his mom tweeted, for whatever that's worth. But his mom is his agent, his closest confidant. And you would think, again, they've had discussions about this. The issue, though, becomes, what if Adam Peters looks around and says, yeah, that's all great that he would love working with Cliff and everything is perfect in Shangri-La and whatever. I need to be a big boy. I need to wear the big boy pants here, and I need to make a determination. This is my franchise, not Jaden, not mom's, my franchise. And I don't like what Cliff is doing. And, you know, that's where this thing could end. Not saying it will. I don't know. I mean, there's probably four or five things that are really probably gnawing at Adam Peters. And maybe, just maybe, that was part of the reason, the main reason, the only reason they shut him down was because they didn't believe Cliff Kingsbury could design an offense to keep Jaden playing and healthy. Maybe. Let's go back to the phones. Here he is, Paulie. Hello, Paulie.
Hail to the W, man. Hail to the W. You know what I mean? Happy heavenly birthday, Cousin Pete. Man.
Absolutely.
Who couldn't Pete? And we're talking about losing or not losing, but and this would make Cousin Pete so great that he was a competitor. And you knew he was a competitor because there's not a sports event, sports competition that he didn't love. You know what I mean? Because he called everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to cousin Pete, man. Love you, miss you.
Absolutely.
But it's saying all that too, man. What the players are supposed to do? I mean, this is really us winning yesterday was not a us problem. It was a Nick Sirianni problem. He the one that chose not to play his guy. And then even in saying that, I mean, look how the game was. You know, I mean, we still should have lost that game. But we didn't. But that's not a us problem. I mean, we could have put Sam Hartman out there. But how you know Sam Hartman wouldn't have went out there and had the best game he ever had against the Eagles backup secondary? You know? So there's not a us problem. It was a them problem. All right. So that's crazy. Now, Dan Quinn should get the blame. He should. He's the head coach. He is the head coach. The buck should stop with him. All right. He's in charge of the final score.
Mm-hmm.
He's in charge of how the team shows up to play.
Right.
He's in charge. He's even in charge of Cliff Kingsbury. Right. And you know what? If I'm Adam Peters, listen, I should be able to evaluate my head coach and the coordinators. And if I have a problem with what they're doing, I'm going to say something. Because there's adjustments that need to be made. And as the head coach, Dan Quinn, the one that waited till the season was out of reach and over to do something about the defense. And you can see the defense is completely different from what it was when Joe Witt was calling it. And I don't mean, you know, as far as, it turned into a dominating defense, but you can see that they're playing faster, especially in the secondary. You see them playing faster, and you see a little bit more cohesion, and you don't see the people running around running into each other. So there was a difference, all right? Quinn is the one that had it with the Kingsbury and told him, like, bro, we don't have the quarterback. Our main guy's hurt. Our receivers has been hurt. Why are we still leading with the passing game? Well, we got three viable backs. We should be leading through the running game. But he didn't. He let, like one of the callers said, he let Kingsbury run the offense he wants the way to run his offense. So this is on Dan Quinn. So Dan Quinn needs to be the one, you know, catching these stray bullets. And he needs to be the one with Adam Peters saying, look, okay, we see this guy as this coordinator. He can't change. He can't adjust his offense. And he's not going to adjust his offense. So we need to go out here and make sure he has all the weapons he needs to run the style of offense he wants. So to me, this is a Dan Quinn problem. And I'm not saying Dan Quinn needs to be fired. I'm saying Dan Quinn, as the head coach, needs to take the bull by the horn, and he needs to make these adjustments. Whether I don't care who the defensive coordinator is, if he comes within the Dan Quinn system or outside the Dan Quinn system, they need to be on the same page. And if they're not on the same page, Dan Quinn needs to get them on the same page. And the same thing with the coordinator. And the same thing goes with Adam Peters. Dan Quinn is the linchpin to all these facets of things I'm talking about.
I would say that's fair. I mean, he's the conduit if he's not the linchpin, right? He's the conduit. And to your point, if Cliff is so dug in and they and Adam Peters feels a different way and say Dan Quinn feels a different way, but he doesn't want to bring Cliff down to his knees and, you know, because he doesn't want to strip autonomy, you don't have to strip play calling or autonomy. You just have to, again, convince him, hey, listen, for now we need to do things a little bit different. We need to be in the huddle. We need to be in the huddle 25% of the time or whatever.
Listen, my only problem I have with Kingsbury, and most of the callers would tell you the same thing, and if we see it, you know Adam Peters, being a football guy, this is his livelihood, this is his job, he sees it too, is he doesn't commit to the running game. That's my one problem with him. Don't tell me what the numbers say.
What I would say, Paulie, is he commits. I think he starts off feeling somewhat committed to the run game. The problem is he doesn't stay committed. I think it drifts. But you watch Baltimore. You watch Baltimore. They do the same exact freaking thing every game. Every game except for one.
I'm just using it as an example.
What happened
2 weeks ago when Baltimore didn't give King Henry the ball in the second half?
Yeah, they didn't want him to fumble it, and they turned out to be wrong.
It doesn't matter. The whole nation talked about it. But when Cliff Kingsbury does that, nobody talks about it. You know why? Because we don't have a Derrick Henry. And that's my whole point. If the man is not going to change his offense, then y'all need to go out there and get him the weapons that
okay,
he
well, then that's a general manager problem, not a Dan Quinn problem.
No, it's not. It is a Dan Quinn problem because Dan Quinn is the head coach.
It's a general manager problem if you're suggesting that he doesn't have the stuff to run his system.
Head coach and the GM are supposed to work together.
Yes, that's what they do.
Building a roster that fits the philosophy of what the head coach wants the identity of the team to be.
Okay.
And if they're not doing that, then there's a disconnect. Like, my problem is it shouldn't be a problem between Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury. The problem should have been there's a rift going on between Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury.
Well, we don't know that. That's not what was reported. All right, I got to go. I've had enough. We don't know that. It was reported that there's some sort of a rift or friction or whatever you want to call it between Adam Peters and Cliff Kingsbury. Now, that could be one part of the story. That could be overblown, overstated. Don't know. Could be completely untrue. Have no idea. You know, just because Diana reports it doesn't mean it's absolutely stone cold true. Okay? Every reporter has been told things that have turned out to be wrong. Every reporter. Every reporter has been told something that was overstated or understated. Right? Be very careful about stone cold believing 100% either way about what is reported, because it's usually what somebody wants out for leverage or on purpose. Not because they want to help, but because they want to expose. Remember that. As far as Dan Quinn being in charge, yes, he's the head coach. But what we don't know, what we have no idea of, is when Cliff Kingsbury was talked into coming here out of Vegas, remember, he had reportedly agreed to a job in Vegas. Did they give him and did they state categorically, we will have no involvement in the offense? You are completely and totally in charge. We don't know that. It's unlikely that that was the case, but they probably gave him a huge level of autonomy. And so they might be hesitant. They might be hesitant to cross certain lines. Maybe, whoever leaked this to Diana wanted to get their point out without being able to cross said lines. Imaginary, dotted, or solid. You just don't know. So we could sit here and talk about all of this. I mean, I could have my theory, Paulie could have his theory. I mean, pretty clear that something's got to change. And probably a good amount's got to change. And it's not just about staying committed to the running game. It's they've got to be under center more. They've got to do less quarterback power and quarterback runs and RPOs. They've got to get rid of the football quicker. They've got to preserve Jaden Daniels. They've got to do a lot of things. Got to figure out what to do about Devo. You know, there isn't one thing here. There's 10, 12, 14, 15 things. Major items that need to be figured out that right now are kind of up in the air. And sometimes that leads to friction. I do wonder if Adam Peters looked around and said, I don't like where this is heading. The guy's injured every other game. He can't finish games. He's only finished three. He's only been available for seven. I can't risk him losing an entire offseason of development. I'm going to shut him down because I don't trust that we, as an organization, or Cliff, as an offense, is able to protect him. I don't have that confidence anymore. That confidence has been lost for whatever reason. And maybe that caused friction. Maybe Cliff looked around and said, really? You want me to win with this? You want me to look good with this? You want me to score 24 points a game with this? And maybe that's what caused it. I don't know. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. More of your calls coming up on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we got to get back and squeeze in all these phone calls. Sorry about the long waits. You know, people are passionate today, I understand. I don't know if we're solving anything. Cliff Kingsbury is still here as of right now. I don't know if he's going to get fired. I don't think he should. I think he should alter and amend what they're doing. I think they should be under center a little bit more. I think they should be less no huddle a little bit more. I think they should run the ball a little bit more. I think they should stop throwing the screen left to Debo all the time. Although yesterday, it worked brilliantly because they throw it so much that they ran play action to Bill, faked the left screen to Debo, and threw a slant to Terry off of it. Great. That was great design. That's one way, right? Everybody expecting throw left to Debo because we run it all the time. Last week against the stupid Cowboys, it was throw to the right. Yeah, I just said the stupid Cowboys. Sorry, Cowboy Bob. I apologize. I know that got your attention. I apologize. All right. Let's get to our guy Dominic in Tampa Bay. What's up, Dom? How are you?
Chris, as always, it's always great to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Dom. What's going on, pal?
I mean, first off, with the whole Kingsbury thing, I agree with you. I don't think he should be fired. I think the sample size is way too small for just 2 years. I think he was dealt a bad hand this year, obviously with the injuries. I think if you let him go, it kind of shows like you're panicking in a way. And you said it before, is if you let a coach go, you got to find a replacement better, the same with or better than him. And I don't see it anywhere. I don't see it right now. I don't know who you could get in that case. As far as the defensive coordinator goes, I think that's got to be a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
From players to coach to position coaches. That's where you have to start with that. Paulie is very smart when he calls, but I don't think Paulie understands how player personnel decisions work in the NFL or in pro sports, because it's the general manager who's picking players.
Yes.
It's the head coach who is going to that GM and saying, okay, find me a wide receiver. I need a running back. I need a left tackle. Now it's his job as a GM to do his part and go get that player and draft that player.
Now, they work together a lot, right? Coaches are always involved especially in draft and free agency. But the general manager does it year-round. The coaches do not do it year-round. The general manager and the scouting staff, pro and college, do it year-round. The coaches only get involved, say, first week of February-ish until... You know, again, post draft. That's it.
Yeah, no, and so that's how that goes. I really hope that Cliff stays. I really do, at least for one more year. Give him one more year. Let him get a full Jaden Daniels, season, because they were, you know, we hate to blame injuries on a season, but you know it is what it is. It was a injury riddled season. So yeah. If everybody gets back and you bring in the new guys and you know, you hopefully draft a dominant edge rusher at 7. Then you can really talk about Dan Quinn and does he deserve to stay past next year? Does Cliff Kingsbury deserve to stay past next year? Okay, then you could talk about it. But for now, I'd say keep those guys, but get a whole new defensive staff.
Yeah, I got you, Dom. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. Happy New Year. Good to hear from you. Let's get to our guy, Athan in Annapolis, here before we do the trending alert. What up, Double A? How are you? Sorry about the wait.
Hey, how about that salute to Ralph Wilson Stadium, Rich Stadium, Highmark Stadium? Yeah. That was nice yesterday.
That was great.
Good stuff, but.
Yeah, I mean, I was Grant was making fun of me earlier today. I was very emotional, all in my feels. I've had a lot of days there at that stadium. That stadium's been alive as long as I have been. And, you know, I went to a lot of games there, been to concerts there. Billy Joel, Elton John, when they first came out on tour 28 years ago, to Garth Brooks just 2.5 years ago. A lot of friends there, a lot of beer drank there, a lot of pee in the snow, a lot of everything there. So that place means a lot to me.
That's your RFK, is what you're telling me.
It probably
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Shea Stadium in baseball for me, mm-hmm. not because of the Jets connection, baseball, Mets. Growing up, going to 30 games a year there, yes, absolutely. Ralph Wilson Stadium, Rich Stadium, New Era Field, Highmark Stadium, whatever corporate name it was, whatever, the Ralph, as they call it. I mean, yes, it was I mean, obviously, I've been to more games at Northwest Stadium / FedEx Field because of what I do and what I've done over the last 15 years, but I don't have the same emotional attachment to that place that I do to Ralph or to the stadium in Buffalo that's probably no longer.
Hey, listen, that's what it's an old school stadium, and it's sad to see it go, but I mean, you get emotional about it because that's your RFK, and our RFK is almost gone now. It's basically in a little bit left and it's gone. So anyways, it's just, it's good old school moments like that. Seeing all those old players come back, I like seeing that stuff. Yeah. So, Chris, I'll make it short for you, okay? If they wanted to lose yesterday, they should have started Sam Hartman. Sam Hartman might couldn't win a flag football game, okay? That's how bad he is.
Yeah,
all right?
I would agree on that.
The bottom line is, Kinlaw and Payne were up there dancing with their backup offensive linemen. Their second-tier team almost beat most of our starters. I know we had Josh Johnson and some other, scrubs or whatever you want to call them, third-tier players. But still, they almost found a way to lose. At the end of the day, though, Chris, for me, this is not about a fifth pick versus a seventh pick. Your defense is completely broken. And for everybody out there who thinks that Josh Downs is going to come in as a safety and save the day, well, who's going to rush the passer? Who's going to stop the run? Who's going to be the good linebackers in front of them? All Wagner can do is tackle, okay? So if Josh Downs, they draft him, he'll just be Downs here because he's not going to be anything because he doesn't have talent around him. Adam Peters is on the clock for me now, okay? You got your first 2 years. You can write this year off with injuries and other excuses or whatever. It's time to spend money. It's time to figure out the draft situation. And, Chris, I'm not totally against them taking Jeremiah Love at 7 if he's there, if he's that generational of a running back. And it could totally solidify the offensive side of the ball. So the hourglass is turned over for me. Big boy pants need to be put on because 5th pick or 7th pick, they have a complete overhaul that needs to be done on defense. You couldn't bring Buddy Ryan back from the dead and he couldn't fix that defense as lack of talent as it is on there.
I totally agree. And that's why I don't blame coaches by and large. I mean, not just specifically for that, but, you know, I look, did they have more players at the start of the year than they do now? Of course. But there is no coach that could have saved the regression of Quan Martin. None. I mean, trust me.
That's exactly right.
They're not clueless. There's none. Sorry. I mean, Javon Kinlaw had, you know how many sacks he had this year?
A total of a goose egg, I think.
I mean.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
We beat the Giants. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, is that a coach's fault or is that an evaluation fit or the player falling off? Javon Kinlaw went from like 7 sacks with the Jets last week or last year to none. I mean, he didn't even have a half a sack. None.
That's because he played next to a lot better talent than the Jets in San Francisco, and they don't have it here. Yeah.
Look at the teams we beat.
We beat the Giants twice and the Raiders and a beat-up Charger team and a second-tier Eagles team. There you go.
I wish they would have seen that. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you, as always. MCO. We got to do a trending alert right here, right now, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so far holding steady in terms of the coaches fired on this proverbial Black Monday. The Raiders, of course, firing Pete Carroll after just 1 year. Their general manager, John Spytek, will remain. Tom Brady was reportedly in the house in Las Vegas this morning and will help spearhead the search for a new head coach. Meanwhile, the Arizona Cardinals firing Jonathan Gannon after 3 years, 15-36. Their general manager, Monty Ostenfort, staying around as of right now. So is general manager Andrew Berry in Cleveland, but two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski, is out. Also, the Atlanta Falcons firing Raheem Morris and their general manager, Jerry Fontenot, last night on the Atlanta Falcons as they finished up with 4 straight wins in a row, second year in a row that they finished at 8-9. The Giants are going to retain Joe Shane, according to a statement issued by the team. Meanwhile, hockey tonight. Look for this one to be very spicy from the start. Jacob Trouba knocked out with what many said was an unnecessary hit. Young Ryan Leonard, the last time the Anaheim Ducks and Washington Capitals got together, they get together tonight at 7 o'clock at Capital One Arena. 21-15-6 are the Caps. Need to get going in the right direction. Anaheim 21-17-3. But again, look for some blood early on. And that one you can hear it, 106.7 The Fan. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. And actually, we'll have a group of dum-dums. But something that happened last night that you will hear that led to the dum-dums of the day. And speaking of last night, we cleared out the calls. We haven't gotten to talk about this game. AMAC, did you wake up very early? Did you stay up for the game? Or did you watch a replay or anything?
I regrettably stayed up for that game.
You stayed up for the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, man. Wow. This is why I'm like this today.
Yeah. Melancholy. Bitter.
No, I can't focus because Cowboy B's over here cracking jokes and, you know.
Does Cowboy Bob do anything other than crack jokes and make fun of people?
He works and he does it. So I feel like that's why he can do it. But
he can get away with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he making fun of you or is he making fun of me?
Just generally. Both of us, you know. Okay. I definitely fall into the categories a lot of times.
Did he make fun of Ryan Clark's ridiculous-looking outfit?
He actually did. That's funny you brought that up. We both definitely did.
I mean, he either looks like the British Prime Minister or Santa Claus. I'm not sure what that is. What is that?
He looks like an ornament that belongs on the Christmas tree behind him.
I mean, really. And they should probably know that Christmas is over by now. They take down the trees, you know? They got to have a bazillion people running around ESPN.
Statues of limitation on New Year's.
Yeah. I mean, let's go. Once you get past the New Year, you can take down the Christmas tree. Once you get past January 1st, not before. Once you get past January 1st, take it down. And also, landfill, it's perfectly acceptable beyond January 3rd to wish somebody a Happy New Year when you haven't seen them in the new year. Perfectly acceptable. Anyway, here's what I wanted to get to. So last night, epic back and forth between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, right? Now, listen. Ultimately, the Pittsburgh Steelers win that game, but there is no way you can feel good about winning that game ultimately if you're the Steelers, other than we survived and we didn't step in poop more times than they did. There's no way you could feel like, we were the better team. Ultimately, the scoreboard says they were. Their record says they were. They finished 10-7. The Ravens finished at 8-9. Obviously, the Ravens would have won a tiebreaker if they had finished at 9-8. And the Steelers, you know, of course, were 9-8. The Ravens would have won the division title and been in the playoffs. Instead, they're going home, and the Steelers are not. Now, the only thing you could feel good about from a Steelers perspective is they won a game and scored 26 points against a good defense, not a great defense, without DK Metcalf, who was busy serving his two-game suspension and being a hothead. That's it. Because your place kicker screwed up twice or once, and then your kick coverage screwed up a second time right after that, allowed a big Baltimore return. You may have gotten away with an illegal jump or leverage push. I don't know. That's what, you know, everybody is saying. I have not been able to confirm that one way or the other, whether that should have been a penalty or not on the leap to try and block the field goal. Either way, they didn't call it. It's not changing. So what have you. You can feel good about Aaron Rodgers not giving up and Aaron Rodgers throwing for almost three bills. And, you know, looking fairly sharp at times. Fairly sharp at times. The throw to Thielen was just an absolute seed, 28 yards. The touchdown to Austin after the Ravens score. Now, the defender slips and falls. But part of that is the route that Austin runs. There's just not a lot you can feel really good about if you're the Steelers. You feel good because you survived and advanced, but you don't feel really confident. You don't feel really good. But, you know, they could beat the Houston Texans. I don't think they will, but they could beat the Texans. That's at home. There's nothing to say C.J. Stroud is going to play great in the playoffs. He hasn't yet. I mean, he played fine last year, but he struggled for a quarter and a half. I need you to be better than that. Anyway, the Steelers won 26-24. We're going to get to dum-dums of the day, and it has something to do with the final play. But one thing I want to say to my buddy the Birdman, Ravens fans, and football fans. You can make all the arguments in the world that John Harbaugh is not good enough to consistently win a championship every year. The evidence, the proof is in the pudding. Right? A lot of years they have, and they've fallen short in other ways. This year, they rebounded from a 1-5 start. There are plenty of things to fix in Baltimore. And I'm not going to sit here and say John Harbaugh is not potentially one of them. But if you think the biggest problem is John Harbaugh as opposed to player execution and error, and that includes Lamar Jackson for a good part of that game, then you're crazy. You're crazy. You're nuts. Is John Harbaugh responsible for a lot of things? Yes. Maybe they need a new defensive coordinator. Maybe they trusted the wrong kicker. Maybe they need to run the ball more. Maybe they need more play action. Just like what we were talking about with Cliff. Doesn't make you a bad coach. It might not make you the right fit anymore, but it doesn't make you a bad coach. He's not clueless just because they lost a game that they could have and maybe should have won. All right, final timeout. We will revisit the Ravens and the Steelers for dum-dums of the day. Next on the Team 980.
Snap good. Hold it. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
An absolutely incredible setup and call by Mike Tirico. You want to talk about play-by-play excellence, storytelling, all that. Because what you didn't hear there was what the Ravens tried to do to replace their longtime kicker, Justin Tucker, who got himself in trouble and stunk, and replaced him with Tyler Loop, who then went out and missed a game-winning 44-yard missed field goal after Chris Boswell missed an extra point, which made it only a three-point game. Anyway, two-point game. Ultimately, both place kickers last night stunk. But that's not dum-dum of the day. Nope. Instead, my buddy the Birdman sent this to me, but I see it all over the place, so I feel okay in doing it because it's part of the news cycle. On Yahoo Sports, for instance, Tyler Loop and his fiance Julia Otto harassed on social media by a bunch of numbnut knuckleheads. One person writing, quote, "Hope you get divorced," after they posted a picture of them celebrating their engagement, I guess from March. Quote, "Still have time to cancel the wedding," another idiot added. Others suggested that the sixth-round rookie who replaced Tucker should leave Baltimore. There was a couple of GIFs of Lamar Jackson looking frustrated. They ultimately limited, I guess, certain comments. Her Instagram is private, so whatever. They've been together for a long time. Listen, the guy missed a kick, and he is going to have to live with that, not only all offseason, but probably for many years in his career, if not his entire career. You do not overcome that. Ask Scott Norwood. You do not overcome that. But I will just say this. This society, the world that we are forced to live in, continues to go into hell in a handbasket because there are, and it's way more than just a few bad apples, there are so many Twitter tough guys, keyboard warriors, and I'll just say it, ass clowns, and I would say much more if I wasn't on the radio, that unfortunately have the power to make threats, for them to say stupid statements like, "I hope you die," "I hope you get injured," "break up," "I hope your wife sleeps or your fiance sleeps with somebody," all that stuff. Over a field goal kicker, over a missed kick, over a human being not being perfect. Until we get a hold of the violent and ridiculous rhetoric that is propagated from the very top of this country, until we get a hold of this, we are going to continue to live in a cesspool of hell. The society that our society, that our world has been turned into over the last 12 to 15 years. And until somebody's willing to do something to actually change something that matters, we're going to be living in a constant state of hell. And one last thing I'll leave you with. Remember those Vegas odds makers installing the Ravens as the favorites to win the AFC North when they were 1-5? And remember those Vegas odds makers, same ones that said the Ravens were third best amongst all teams in the AFC to make the Super Bowl after they were 1-5? Yeah. They came close, but no cigar. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. Boys in Vegas, nice try. Nice try. You almost got it. But as we always say on this show, and we're the only show to say it because we're the only show that tells the truth, Vegas doesn't know what you think they know. But you think they know it, so that's good for you. Trust us on the truth. That's the show for today. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to you guys for being a big part of the show on the phone. Tomorrow, we will see if Cliff Kingsbury still has a job and much more. The DOC is next. Rick Doc Walker, Burgundy and Gold today. Stay tuned for that. See you tomorrow at 1.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.